Tachas midas karakema mishnah ba bakir haya ben ulam bilam mizbeah. The kir from which the corner did the kiddush adayim revive every day was between the ulam and the mizbeah, the western side of the mizbeah, between the ulam and the mizbeah. The ulam was the room that led to the heichal. Mashal klape adam. It wasn't exactly between the ulam and the mizbeah. Nothing could be mafzik. There could be nothing in between the mizbeah and the ulam. Instead, it was more towards the south. Between the ulam and the mizbeah, time as from amma. The area between the ulam and the mizbeah was 22 amma. There were 12 steps leading up from the Azor to the Ulam. Rum Malachati Amma, the height of each step was a half a Amma. The Shilcha Amma, each step extended for an Amma. Amma Amma Vareva Shalosh. The Amma Amma Vareva Shalosh. First two steps extended for an Amma, while the third step was three Amma. Then again, there were two steps that extended for an Amma, and then there was a third step that extended for three Amma, and then again, two steps that extended for an Amma, with the ninth step, which extended three amos, the ha'oyona, and the top three steps, amma, amma, the two out of the last three steps extended for an amma, but right about arba, but then the very last step extended for four amos until you got to the ulam. So therefore, the steps all together took up 19 amos from the first step until the ulam, and there were three amos from the mizbeach until you started the steps, so altogether 22 amos between the ulam and the mizbeach. Rabbi Huda Aymer Ha'oyona Amma Amma Bereva Chamesh. Rabbi Huda said the last three steps, two out of the last three steps extended for an Amma, while the very last step until you got to the Ulam extended for five Ammas. Even though Rabbi Huda does agree that there were 22 Ammas between the Ulam and the Mizbeah, he held that the steps started only two Ammas away from the Mizbeah. So according to Rabbi Huda also, there were 22 Ammas from the Mizbeah until the Ulam. Sechad Midas Parakimu Mishra Zayim Pitzcho Shul Ulam Gavo Arba Amma Barachbo Esther Mama. The entrance to the Ulam, the height was 40 amas, while the width was 20 amas. All the other entrances in the base of Mizrash, as I've seen earlier, were 20 amas high and 10 amas wide. The entrance to the Ulam was an exception. It was 40 amas high and 20 amas wide. The Chamesh Motro Shel Milas Hoyu Agaba. There were five decorative beams on top of the entrance, on the wall, on top of the entrance, made out of eight called Mila. There were all types of design on each beam. Hadachtono Adepeka Alpezach Amma Mizeh V'Amma Mizeh. The bottom decorative beam extended out farther than the width of the Pesach and Amma on either side, so therefore it was 22 Ammas long. Shalamala Mimeno Adepikale Amma Mizeh V'Amma Mizeh. The beam on top of that was even longer. It extended out an Amma longer than the beam underneath it, so therefore it was 24 Ammas long. Nimses HaYona Shloshim Amma. Each successive beam was 2 Ammas longer than the one underneath it, so therefore it turns out that the top of the five beams was 30 Ammas long. When the Nidbach Shavanim Hayah Ben Koachas V'Achas, there were rows of square stones in between each of the beams, as the beams were not one right on top of the other. Instead, there were rows of square stones in between the beams for decorative